Hi, everybody. This is Yisachar Wortel, and we are up to a new sefer. That's right. It is Sefer Shemot, which includes Parshat Shemot, and we are live on Zoom for the first time. Except this week, I am not live. That's right. I am pre-recording. I wish I was going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm actually going somewhere else, but hopefully, I'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael soon. And let's get started, shall we? So, yes, next week, B'ezrat Hashem, I will be live. This week, it is pre-recorded, but we are going to have a lot to talk about. So at the beginning of this week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Torah states that his mother had to hide him, for he was Tov, he was good. In fact, some Mefarshim say that his name was Tovia. There's actually many explanations as to what this means, but the Gemara in Sota, Yud Bet Amud Aleph, says that Moshe shone and filled the whole house with his light. However, the Torah then writes that after 3 months, his mother, who was Yocheved, could no longer hide him. There's a variety of explanations why. Simplest explanation is that of Rashi, who states, based on the Gemara, that Moshe's mother gave birth after 6 months rather than nine to, basically confuse the astrologers who said that in 9 months there'd be a leader that's born that will take out Klal Yisrael, etc. They wanted to, circumvent that. So Hashem made him to be born 3 months earlier. So therefore, 3 months later, they'd be looking for the baby because he was expected to be born. So consequently, since the Egyptians would be searching for him, searching for this male child, especially one that had like this glow or something special about it, it was time for Yocheved to put him somewhere safe, which would be in this basket. Now, this reason is echoed by the Rashbam, but is expounded upon by the Malbim. Now, the Malbim cites the Gemara that we had mentioned, that 3 months after Moshe's birth was his real quote unquote birth. Now, Moshe was born on Zion Adar, pretty well known. Now, 3 months later would actually be Zion Sivan. Interestingly enough, what does that mean? That's the date when the Torah was given, right? Matan Torah, right? At least according to most opinions. Some say it's Vav Sivan, but then you can put in the Chaser Male, months or whatever, but effectively it's still 3 months later either way. Chazal teach that every member of Klal Yisrael was basically as if they were a newborn creation when they were at Har Sinai and they received the Torah. Now, Moshe was destined to be the one to deliver them to this time and bring down the Torah from the heavens when they were now essentially being born as part of the Jewish nation, essentially for the first time with the Torah. And therefore, it's appropriate that when Moshe's birth should have been is actually on the same date. Now, the Chasam Sofer actually gives a different explanation. 3 months after his physical birth, his mother Yocheved saw that she could not keep him any longer and he famously placed him in a basket in the needless denial. And as Miriam watched over him, he was taken from the Nile by Paro's daughter, who we call Batya or Bitya. Now, this all happened on the same day, the seventh of Sivan. So that still corresponds. Again, he was born Zion Adar, and Zion Sivan was apparently 3 months later. Either it was 3 months later when Yocheved hid Moshe, or it was 3 months later when Batya discovered Moshe. A few days difference, but it's profoundly different. Now, on this day that Batya found Moshe, what did she do? She named him Moshe. She actually gave him his name, and this Parsha is a function of names, despite the fact that many, 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 many people, including many Mefarshim, point out that there's a surprising amount of lack of names in this week's Parsha. We start with the 12 Shvatim, which is interesting. I just saw a really cool medrash. I heard about a really cool medrash in Shemot Rabbah. We'll talk about that another time. But other than the Shvatim, most of the people are not mentioned. Moshe is not named by name. Yocheved and Amram are not named. Miriam is not named. Batya is not even named. She's just called Bat Paro. And the two Israeli men who are trying to kill Moshe, they're not named. I think Zipporah is named, but there's a lot that are not named, which is very surprising. And again, there's a lot to talk about on that. And it's not really the focus of our talk right now, but there's a lot on that. Anyway, Moshe's name, or at least the name that we know him by, was Masas or Moshe. That's what he's known to until this very day, as is a chos for Batya, Bat Paro. Therefore, he was born in the sense that he was given his identity and the name that we know him by on Zion of Sivan. He may have been physically born on Zion, but he was born as Moshe on Zion Sivan. It's therefore, in a sense, true that Moshe was born in both Adar and Sivan. And, the exact parallel between those 2 months isn't necessarily so clear, and I'm sure there are those who talk about it. But the fact that 3 months to get to Sivan is, in fact, noteworthy. Why? Well, mystically, Sivan corresponds to the Sfira of Tiferet. Now, there are 10 Sfirot, seven lower Sfirot, 10 Sfirot overall, for lack of a better word, mystical emanations from Hashem Shemayim. So exactly how that corresponds to the months, I'm not entirely certain because there's 12 of those, but I did learn that Sivan corresponds to Tiferet, which is the third of the lower spherot of the seven lower spherot, is the third one, which and that Lashon of Tiferet, or that sphere rather of Tiferet, corresponds to many other thirds, including the Chag of Sukkot, which is interesting since this is kind of Shavuos, but again, topic for another time. And also our third forefather, which is Yaakov. It also represents a third leg, which is something that I've talked about many, many times, this concept of a third kind of being like a completion or the third one in a set. Now, Rav Rishman, in his book, The Wisdom of the Hebrew Months, also alludes to the month of Sivan as a three-ply cord, which we know is considered the most stable cord and cannot easily be severed. There's an expression about that. So interestingly, Moshe is the third in another set of three. So not only is this the third month, so after Adar we go to Sivan, so 3 months, and everything else is represented. You can also have the 3 months basically going from Pesach to Shavuos, where we have the fact the weights over the course of 3 months, we have the Omer count. But also Moshe was the third sibling. We had the children of Yocheved and Amram were Miriam and Aaron, and then Moshe. Moshe was the third one. So he was the third one. He was that third leg that, in a sense, provided a level of stability. He was able to achieve a certain strength and balance that would unify the Jewish people, coupled with the miracles of Hashem, in order to leave Egypt, leave Mitzrayim, and receive the Torah. They had entered Mitzrayim as Yerech, right, the thigh of Yaakov, which is an interesting lashon. Also has to do with the loins and childbirth and things like that. But these were just the first of Yaakov's descendants. Now, Yaakov, as noted, was actually symbolic of Tiferet. But Moshe himself was Netzach. So therefore, in a sense, Tiferet yielded Netzach, which makes sense since that's the next sphere. So it's, again, the lower seven, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and then Netzach. Next one would be Hod, which is Aaron. It's a separate thing, right? So Tiferet leads into Netzach. Three leads into four, which, interestingly enough, there is also some symbolism by the pyramids about that. There's a lot of speculations about that because they obviously have a triangle square to them, which is three and four. And there's a lot of concepts about three going into four. We also have three going into four in a couple other cases as well. We actually have a fourth lesson of Lakachti when Hashem's finally taken them out. But also we have three and four in a variety of other ways too. We have, Yaakov going to Yosef, Yosef being the kind of the fourth generation or the fourth generation being all the Shvatim. And there's many other examples of three going into four as well. That it's kind of like three is the stability, and then it kind of like spreads out, and you have a whole nother level at four. And that's kind of what Moshe symbolized, right? He was starting this whole new level. He took the Pakod Yifkod, which as Yosef mentioned, and he now was about to create this, obviously through Hashem, this entire nation, basically to bring them out as an Am, as a Kehal Yisrael, and give them the Torah and give them a sense of identity in the same month that he was given an identity. That he was called Moshe. Now, that leadership or the ability to make something happen and to lead and to establish like that is part of what the sphere of Netzach is about. Netzach is a dominant specifically via leadership. Moshe was to become the illuminated leader that would bring them out of the darkness of Mitzrayim to become an Am Segula, to become a treasured people who would receive the Torah as a nation of God. And this was evident from the moment he was born. He was born 3 months early, that there would be this 3 month period so that he would ultimately be in this third month, which basically effectively leads into the fourth, right? So it's three going into four, which was, and this would be Netzach stemming from Tiferet, going to Netzach, and taking this establishment, three-ply cord, this solidity, this fixedness, and spreading it out so that it was all across Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just on Moshe. It wasn't just on one individual, right? You have Avraham, you have Yitzchak, you have Yaakov. Then we have the fourth generation, which is all the Shvatim. And although Yosef is actually Yisod, which is the foundation, which is, kind of a different thing. But there's a lot of correlations here. So obviously we're dealing with a lot of topics. But ultimately, Moshe was determined as Moshe from the when Tanabati named him. He was 3 months old in the month of Sivan. And or maybe it's a time that Yocheved put him away, but either way, it was set into motion in Sivan. Just like our Torah, our legacy was really set into motion in Sivan once we received the Torah, and that we were really set forth as a nation and were able to start accomplishing a mission in the world. So again, this was evident once Moshe was born. The moment Bati noticed him, he became Moshe, He became a leader, which now this would now filter through and make all of Klal Yisrael important. And this leadership would be passed down through generations. Moshe, Shua, Canaan, and so on and so forth, as the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Then may we be zocheh to have these leaders, whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu, Chiyas HaMeisim, or even other great leaders, Malcolm Mashiach and whoever else, Beher Bimenu. All right. See you all next week, and next week I will see you live. Thank you so much. Shabbat Shalom.